Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. 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 God, all the glory and all the praise. I want to thank God for the opportunity, for all the activities of our limbs. I am the Archbishop Dr. Marcia Karen Smith Avon Almasi. We just thank God for each and every one of you who took the time out of your busy schedule to be with the one true and living God, the God Almighty, our Heavenly Father. We expect that it's a wonderful time today as we begin our broadcast. We have a dynamic interview with God Human in 21st Century by Edwina Taylor. We're live and on the air, and we just thank God for each and every one that's tuned in to tonight and today, wherever you are in the world. I am on the East Coast in the United States of America in Washington, D.C., and we have some dynamic speakers and interviewers to interview a dynamic woman of God who created powerful music, as we are listening to in the background. We've queued up our studio, and we just thank God for each and every one of you. I'm going to begin with prayer. Father God, I thank you, Father, for this day. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity of our limbs. We thank God for each and every one, Lord God, that is here with us today. We thank God, Lord God, for Edwina Taylor, Lord God, and the puzzle part, Lord God, as we look to you, Lord God, and we seek first the kingdom of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have life everlasting. And we give thanks unto you, Lord God, for all things in the mighty name of Jesus. So I'm going to let turn the broadcast over to Edwina Taylor, and she will introduce each and every one of her guest interviewers as we move into today's two-hour broadcast. So sit back, relax. If you have background music and background sounds, please mute out your lines and then come in accordingly when it's time for you to speak. Unmute your mic. Open up all the speakers that are supposed to interview us, open up all the lines so we can hear everything in the background. In Jesus' name, praise God and bless his holy name. Miss Edwina Taylor, are you there on the line with me? Are you there? Edwina Taylor, are you there?
I'm not there.
I'm like, I can hear you. I can hear you. Edwina Taylor, are you there?
Not there.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello?
Edwina Taylor.
Hello.
You're on. You're live on the air.
No, this is not Edwina. I was calling in for the blog.
Okay. one minute. If I'm calling Edwina Taylor, can you answer? Can you hear us?
No, this is not Edwina. My name is Miss Perkins. I just want to say that Edwina's music is wonderful, and that's what
Ms.
I was
Perkins,
calling in
Ms.
to
Perkins.
Call in to.
Yes, Ms. Perkins.
I'm calling from Florida.
I got to make sure her line is on. One second, Ms. Perkins. Ms. Edwina Taylor.
Okay, I can hang up if I'm on the wrong line so she can talk.
First,
what she said.
Wow, what a mess.
Hold on one second. I don't know if she can hear me. Let me see if I can call her. I'm going to call her line. I know she just called me a second ago. Let me catch her through. One second.
You think you're good? Right.
Yeah.
No, they're trying to get Serena.
Yeah.
That one person.
Hello?
Everybody's live. 1 second. We can hear you. We can hear you. I'm going to see. She just texted me a second ago. I'm trying to.
We'll get some more later. If you want.
So I received a message from Edwina, and she says she's having difficulty getting in.
Yes.
Maybe, thank you. Maybe I can hang up because when I called the line earlier, they gave me a phone number to call because the line was busy. So maybe that's the problem. So maybe I'm tying up the line. Yeah. But I do want to say that Edwina is one of the most talented performers I've ever seen, a.k.a.
No, you don't have
Princess Diamond.
You don't have to.
Thank you. I'm going to hang up. Thank you. I don't
have
to?
You don't have to hang up. No, you don't have to hang up.
Okay.
We
I don't want to
tie up
the line where she can't get in. Thank you.
No. You have thousands of callers. 1 minute. I'm calling her, and I think she is texting me, so she needs to let me. 1 second. Let me try calling her again. 1 second.
Okay.
This time of the week, I have $300 in my account. I call and it says $71 in there. I got to go to the bank and find out what
okay.
my money is.
Okay, you guys your phone? Ms. Taylor, are you on the line?
I'm on
no,
now.
It's not the phone.
Great. Okay, so... You have all your guest interviewers on the line, and they are waiting anxiously to hear from you. So I'm going to turn the broadcast over to you. And each and everyone, please, if you're not going to be speaking and interviewing her, please, everything is being picked up what you're said and saying. So. Edwina Taylor, can we begin the broadcast now?
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for working through our technical difficulties. Welcome this morning to our radio show. I'm so excited that you're here. Will you please announce who you are so that we know who's on with us today?
Say your name.
This is Queen Esther McCormick.
Awesome. Thank you, Bishop Queen Esther McCormick. Next.
Yolanda LeCue.
Awesome. Good morning, Yolanda. Welcome. Yes, next.
Yes. Maxine Wade.
From Mississippi.
All right. Evangelist Maxine Yvette Davis, Jacksonville. Thank you.
Well, I made it.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, next.
Did you get Walter Copeland?
Who else do we have with us this morning?
Hey, Walter.
Ethel Days.
All right. Copeland. Good morning, Ethel. Welcome. How are you?
I'm great.
All right, next.
Eric Smith.
Thank you. Next. Who else do we have? Eric Smith.
One.
All right. Eric, Jacqueline. All right, Mississippi's represented. Yes, who else do we have?
Bishop
Johnny Jefferson.
Bishop, who is that, please?
Bishop Bell.
Again? Bishop L. Warren? Was that Bishop Lauren? I can't hear that person.
Hello, good morning. It's Bishop Waldron.
Oh, good morning, Bishop Waldron. Welcome. Thank you so very kindly. All right. Who else do we have on the show this morning?
Good morning, Johnny Jackson.
All right. Chicago on the line. Johnny Jackson. Thank you, sir. And next, who have we?
Vivian Perkins, Miami,
Florida. I have Bishop Queen Who is that?
Vivian Perkins, Miami, Florida.
Oh, all right. Mrs. Vivian Perkins from Miami, Florida. I'm only missing three people now. So who are those other three people? I have Bishop Queen McCormick, Bishop L. Waldron, Yolanda LeCue, Maxine Davis, Eric Smith, Jacqueline Smith, Johnny Jackson, Vivian Perkins. Who am I missing?
What?
Who am I missing?
Ethel Day.
Ethel Day.
Ethel Day is
right,
here.
Thank you, Ethel Days. Got you. I have three people missing. Who are you? Hello? Oh, please listen to your names one last time and tell me if you're not here, please give me your name. I have Bishop Queen McCormick, Bishop L. Lauren, Sister Yolanda LeCue, Mrs. Maxine Davis, Dwight Eric Smith, Jacqueline Smith, Johnny Jackson, Vivian Perkins, and Ethel Days. Is there anyone else with us?
Bishop Walden, Holy Mountain Baptist Church.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Bishop Waldron. All right. I have. Yes, sir. All right. God bless you, my brothers and sisters. It is so excited to be together this morning. We're seated in heavenly places with Jesus Christ. Yes?
Yes.
All right. And we're going to open the show immediately by going into Brother Walter Copeland, Bishop, Archbishop Omasi. Can you get Brother Walter Copeland in Las Vegas? He tried to get on the line and he was unable to get, so can you get him in, please? He was our first interviewer for the morning.
I don't know. Can
Elder Walter Copeland, are you there? Elder Walter Copeland, you're there?
Yeah, but I can't get into this.
Wonderful. We hear you. We hear you, sir. Thank you so much for being with us. You are our very first questioner this morning. Yes, sir. We hear you.
Okay. Great. Great.
Awesome.
So
how's Las Vegas this morning?
I don't know. Haven't been outside. It's early.
All right.
But
so that's mountain time or Pacific time?
Yeah, this is Pacific time, so it's 3 hours earlier here.
Wow. Yes, you are. Bless your heart for joining us. Thank you.
Okay. So
yes,
I
sir.
Have a,
what
I
was
have
your
a question for you? I'd like to know,
yes, sir.
Which of your eight songs is your favorite, and why is it your favorite?
Oh, my God. Thank you, Elder Copeland, for that question. The song that is my favorite is Thy Word. And it's because that I played that song from YouTube for my mom and your aunt last year, June 22nd, 2023. And less than 5 minutes after she heard it, our precious mom, Mrs. Hesri Jackson Smith, at 97 years of age, she lay in the left lock of my shoulder and took her flight to join her Heavenly Father. I had been her firstborn of eight children. She held me coming into this world, and I held her going out of it. It does seem like a perfect circle of life. Now, apart from that, I don't have a favorite song because each song targets a specific audience. You probably remember in Psalms 90:10, it tells us how after we live our lives for the Lord, we fly away the saints. I just think that's so comforting. And I just for an instance, I'm going to tell you the songs in the order that they're on the CD so that you can have an idea of how the Lord designed them for specific audiences. Thy Word was a love song for God himself. From the very first day, it was for African-Americans who have lived on this American soil and all believers who trusted in God. The third song, Love Is, was designed for all human beings on the planet who want the best currency in the kingdom of God, which is love. The fourth song, The Puzzle Part, for new believers just entering the kingdom. Feeling Good was written for children so that they would be encouraged to have the great start off in life that we all had. A letter to my mother is for all the mothers and fathers out there, brides all over the world, no matter what continent they are. That's an honorary song for those mothers. And All Things Work Together for Good for all the battle-worn soldiers. Those of you that have been on the battlefield a long time, you're serving the Lord. And when you see all kinds of things happening, you do have the joy of knowing that all things are working for your good, no matter how it looks. So that's for all of those Army veterans out there. And then the last song, Adventure Life Today, that song was written for unbelievers who we invite to change their lives and advance their lives by choosing our God and his righteous kingdom. So you will hear each of those songs before our program ends today. But I thank you for that question, Brother Walter, because it lets me give you an idea as to why I can't have a favorite, because all of those people are my favorite people, and God has told us if we wanted to be great in his kingdom, we had to serve all, right?
That's
an why.
Awesome response.
Thank you so kindly. Thank you so kindly. I know you're probably anxious to hear some music ready, so I'm going to let Miss Ethel ask her question.
Hello?
Yes, Miss Ethel, you're on.
My question is, out of all the beautiful songs you put words to, how do you come up with the music for the words of the songs that you make?
Oh, my goodness. That is also an excellent question, Ethel. And the reason why it is excellent is because I really don't claim my gift as a writer and musician to be my own. I really think it is directly from the Father himself. So each song actually, in many cases, are created differently. But I'm going to share with you for our first song that we're going to actually hear this morning, Love Is. That particular song, I actually wrote the lyrics for it when I was 13 years of age. I had just made a private pact with the Father. I came into his kingdom privately. I didn't tell my mom, my brothers, my sisters. I just told the Lord, and I was a little sinner at 13 years of age, all right? And I did not want that sin in my life, and I went to the Lord, and I asked him to please forgive me and please cleanse me from sinfulness and to take me into his kingdom. And he actually did that for me. So after that happened in my life with the Lord, those words came to me as a love song to the Lord. And the music for that song, Ethel, it never came to me until after I was maybe 50 years of age. I did not set those words to music until 50 years later. So that's one example of how the tones are set for the music. It is done on the inspiration from the Lord, and that's one example of how I get the tune with the music. Now, another example, but before I tell you the other example, can we hear Love Is, Dr. Amalsi?
Okay, Love Is, track number 3. I'm in my house. Ask your questions before you go anywhere.
Eric on the mic. Eric on the mic, can I ask a question?
Let him go ahead and ask the question.
Yes.
Someone wanted to ask the question before we hear Love Is?
Yeah, let him go ahead. Yes.
All right, who is it?
I want to know. This is Eric. And I want to know.
Oh, yes, Eric.
How long have you been playing, and how long you think it'll take to teach me how to play?
Okay. Funny, huh? I can handle that before we hear Love Is. No problem. I have been playing the organ since I was 5 years of age. Before I went to kindergarten, my mother wanted before I went to first grade, my mother wanted me to meet the children who were in my kindergarten class. So about 1 week before school opened, she sent me to kindergarten. I went to this Presbyterian church with Reverend Rogers, and there was this gorgeous organ there. 5 years old, I went over to the organ. I started playing. I put my foot. It was one of those old organs that play by air pumps. So I put my little feet. Of course, I was standing up on that little pedal, and I pushed and I played and played, and I don't know if I knew a guy knew how to play it, but that was my first experience at 5 years of age on the organ. And then at 9 years of age, my mother brought you and my sisters and us a keyboard, a piano, a Wurlitzer piano. And in 1 week, my mom taught me how to play the piano. Her own mother had sent her to take music lessons when she was a little girl. And would you believe, at this time in my life, my mother would have been about 26 years of age, and she had kept a single sheet of paper that her mother had allowed her to learn with her music teacher all those years. And she put that little piece of paper in my hand. It had all of the 12 keys, the 12 chords, and how they should be played together. So I learned to play in 1 week. How to play all of the 12 chords of the chromatic scale on the keyboard. And then, God bless me, years later as an adult, to teach others how to play keyboard, I can concretely say to you that I can teach you to play in a six-month period how to play 12 keys efficiently with all 12 chords and their coordinates.
How much would it cost?
6 months flat. If you can give me the commitment, you'll practice for me every day for 1 hour. I don't care how you do the hour, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, four times, 10 minutes, six times, 30 minutes, two times. I'll sit down 1 full hour and play. If you do what I ask you to do, you can play in 6 months flat, Mr. Eric.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, everybody, is interested to hear some music now. Let's hear Love Is.
Yes, please. May I speak, please? I'm driving. May I speak? Ms. Perkins?
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Edwina, how did you name yourself? Why did you name yourself Princess Diamond?
All right. Yes, Vivian Perkins, you're the only one who's ever asked me that. So I'm going to go ahead and share it with you. As you know, in the kingdom of God, we have a lot of battles to fight. And we who have been out here a long time as soldiers, we have gone through so many tussles with our arch enemy. He has tried to steal from us. He's tried to kill us. He's tried to destroy us. So in one of the battles that I underwent, I did meet a demon from hell. He called himself a black diamond. And when he thought he had me out and he had totally destroyed me, my father delivered me out of that lion's den. He delivered me out of that water. He delivered me out of that fiery fire. And I stood up recognizing who I was in Jesus Christ. Because Jesus came here and he wanted to make sure that we had a connection with his Father. I was so excited when I read in his scriptures that he said that those who do the will of his Father were his brothers and sisters. So, Sister Perkins, I took that literally, and I said, if Jesus Christ is my brother, and I am his sister, and he is a Prince of Peace, I am a princess. And I think the diamond came because I've gone through so many pressures. You would be astounded if you knew the traumas that I've gone through in this life. And instead of it killing me, destroying me, and stealing from me, God made me stronger. He made me wiser, and he made me resist that pressure that he and stand and be a witness for him in our day and generation. So that's how Princess Diamond came to be, Sister Perkins.
Okay. Praises. Thank you very much. Thank you for that blessing.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
The interview, I'm still trying to hear the music. Just keep on going with the interview.
All right. Sounds wonderful. All right, Sister Perkins, thank you for asking that question and allowing me to share my secret identity with the world.
Yes, I always wanted to know. God bless you. Thank you.
Oh, bless your heart. You're welcome. So I was so happy that the Lord allowed me to succeed over that enemy of mine. He said he would make our enemies our footstool, and he delivered me from that horrible situation, and I just give him praise, and I claim my inheritance that he made available to us on this earth, because he has told us he would give us victory over our enemies. He has told us that we would be more than conquerors through to any challenge that faces us on this planet. Isn't that exciting, everybody?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Thank you. Yes. All right, Sister Dr. Amasi is tuning up. Love Is, and I know that Sister Maxine Davis had a question about Love Is. So while we're waiting for that song, I'm going to ask her. Does she want to ask that question about Love Is?
Yes. I'm enjoying everybody, and good morning. Well, we know that God is love, right? So as I look at the lyrics are so wonderful, and I think beautiful at the age of 13 that God can deal with you and writing these words and bringing them back to you at the age of 50. So,
all right, thank you. Woo, I'm young.
So your lyrics are so profound in, and yet simple in your description of what love is. It's not like what love got to do with it, but what love is. And, and you mentioned the terms of fountain, mountain, clouds above, and dewdrops falling from above. And I think lastly you said it will not perish. So. I do believe that these words are divine or divinely delivered to you. So at that age, how did you feel as you wrote those words and where it was coming from?
I kind of remember just looking around at the gorgeous beauty that God had created for us. And I even wrote a song when I – Pardon me?
I said creation, yes. his creation.
Yes. And in fact, I wrote a poem at that young age also called Beauty, and it started out something like, I was the beauty that surrounds me as bright as the sun from shows. So I thank my God for such beauty, so bold. And as I did really kind of fall in love with the creation that God had given us on this earth. In fact, back in the 60s, there was a horrible storm that came through Florida called Cleo. And I kid you not, if we go into my library at home, you'll find maybe a 7-page essay on Cleo. I thought it was a beautiful thing. I know, I mean, this is a child's mind, right? The adults are using fires, they're using gas and all kinds of things trying to deal with the disaster. And here I'm talking about the beauty of the flowing trees. So I really did fall in love with God's earth as a young child. In fact, when I went to college, I majored in biology. I loved it so much, so that I learned not only the flora, which is all the plant life, but also the animal life. So I was very much in love with God's nature. But I want to share something with you that I thought was so profound about your question, because I think as recently as within the last 10 years, as I was listening to the CD, and I realized that my writings, as you just said, had to come from the Father, because love is hits on the four high points of God moving in our 21st century. Because how could a 13-year-old span the centuries like that? For instance, as you mentioned, the line, love is like a mountain. Did not Moses go up to the top of the mountain and get the greatest commandment for mankind? And then you mentioned love is like a fountain. Did not Yeshua, our Jesus Christ, come to earth, shed his blood, whereby we sing, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein. Hallelujah. Did not, in the line, the clouds, love is like the clouds above, running swiftly by. Did not Yeshua, our Lord Jesus Christ, not leave this earth on a cloud? Well, the last slide that you mentioned, love is like a dewdrop falling from the sky. It's not the historic path from Moses and the children of Israel. And Jesus and his 12 disciples not culminated when we love being crying out, you and me and all of the hymn writers and those that have come forth and sang that beautiful hymn. I come to the cradle where the dew is still on the roses. So my dear sister, indeed, I agree with you and I believe with you that I was overwhelmed with ungratitude as I realized that God had trusted a little child, a 13-year-old, with such age wisdom in the form of a written poem. Then, as an adult, allowed me to set it to music. I was so awed by your question and your in-depth insight into that couldn't have come from a little girl.
God is great and God is good.
Amen. God is great and God is good.
Yes, he is.
Next question.
All right. So our love isn't ready yet. All right. We'll go on. We have lots of questions. So many of you are so wonderful. We asked for a single question, and some of you had 4 or 5 questions. And looks like today you may be able to ask them. Who else would like to ask a question? Hi, you.
Hello. Good morning.
Who is I do?
Cousin Edwina, Johnny Jackson.
My cousin.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Johnny Jackson.
Yes, I'd like to ask my question so I can go back to sleep. Okay, the question is,
yes.
ooh, anybody inspired you to sing?
Oh, my God, that is such a beautiful question, and it gives me a chance to throw out kudos to some very important people in my life. Yes, sir, someone did inspire me to sing, and I must tell you that my mom, Mrs. Hezery Jackson Smith, my dad, Elder James Wilson Smith, and the renowned, beautiful, long live her legacy, Mahalia Jackson. Those three All people right. were the greatest inspirations for me singing. With my mom, I think my mom sung to me in her womb. So when I came out, my mom has delighted audiences through the years, telling them that when I was a baby in the crib, that I used to sing her and my father to sleep, and
oh,
then
Lord.
I would sing myself to sleep in the crib. Can you imagine? This is my mother's testimony of her little girl. And and my mom, she did everything with singing. She sang all the time around the house. She was the first singer. And in fact, not only did she sing, but my mother played piano. She did take those lessons. Her mother died when her mom was only 48. But by that time, she had had those music lessons. She had learned to play. And in her young life, with my mother had eight of us, four of us are on the line this morning. And my mom she played the piano in church when we were very young. But you know how children are when they aren't sitting next to their parents, and they kind of need constant attention, many of us. We're so busy. And what she would do is try to handle her children from the choir stand and play the piano. So she made a decision early in her life to be a great grandmother. So she gave up playing the piano so that she could man the children, because no one volunteered to do that for her. So I kind of think that gift that God had given her was then brought to fruition in me, because I have been able to play from the young age of 13 until now in God's ministries, in his churches. He blessed me to play for Protestant, just about all the Protestant ministries, Church of God in Christ, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, Apostolic. He's allowed me to serve him throughout the state of Florida. I did East Florida, East Coast, Northern Florida, the Panhandle. I did South Florida, Central Florida. He allowed me to travel with my dad and mom and with Bishop Jesse Earl Williams, which Sister Maxine Davis knows so well, from Jacksonville, Florida. So I covered the state with them. So I think God's fruition of that music that he gave my mother came to me for playing. But that singing, oh, my God, she sang right up into those 97 years God blessed her with last year. She just sang all the time. There's always a praise in her mouth. And for my dad, was a singer, too. He played piano. He taught me how to play Just a Closer Walk with Thee. And if I played it, you would think I was looking at the written music in a hymn book. That's how he played it.
Okay.
So he sang and beat his cymbals and his tambourine, and they were just so joyful. You could see the joy that exuded out of them as they served God in ministry, and I was watching that, and it just filled my life as well. Then in 1972, I was in East Africa. I was over there as a Peace Corps volunteer, and I had the sad experience of hearing that Sister Mahalia Jackson had passed away. That was January 27, 1972. Oh, my God. Oh. My heart was so filled with sorrow. And I wept her death. But
But Pastor Jackson, I tell you the truth. I cannot tell which was my greatest sorrow, to lose her from our midst, or that I was not worthy to accept the baton from her and carry on the gospel in song at the renowned level that she had gained throughout her 40-year career span. So since I watched her as a child on TV perform in front of integrated and secular audiences in concert halls around the world, though she sang before several presidents, I think her singing for my favorite president in Agra Ball sealed it for me in 1991 for JFK. My ambition to become a world-class gospel singer like her got somewhat derailed in ninth grade, Brother Jackson, because my English teacher embarrassed me in front of the whole class. We had two assignments that week, learning new vocabulary words and giving a speech in front of the class of what we wanted to be when we grew up. Well, one of the words was notorious, and my speech was, I want to be a notorious gospel singer. The dictionary didn't tell me, Brother Jackson, that notorious was not for good. It only said that it made famous. So after that, oh, my God, Brother Jackson, it took me years to regain my ambition to become a world-famous gospel singer. So I think my answer to your question is yes, that I did have three gorgeous, beautiful praises on the planet who inspired me to sing.
Well, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. And I am also so happy that I was able to get back in contact with my Aunt Heather Reed before she left our planet. And that was the thrill of my life.
Oh, praise
him. Just to know that such beautiful children, so I can continue our relationship. So thank you. And
I'm so happy to hear you say that, and I'm so grateful. And during that time, as I mentioned earlier, I did major in biology in undergraduate and graduate school. And during Mother's transition, you and Sister Wanda sent us this gorgeous plant that is right here beside me here at the computer as we're talking, and it gives me joy and life every day. So I want you to know the essence of your love and your reconnection with Mom and this family just lives on in the beauty of this status film plant. It had such a beautiful white flower on it when it arrived.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you so kindly.
Well,
yes, sir.
I have to compliment her. So, Kelly, have a wonderful day.
All right, sir. Thank you so kindly. And Wanda, too.
We'll talk later.
Amen.
All right. God bless.
Edwina, do you have the music on your end? Because the system is not allowing me to play it. We need to pray.
Oh, it's not.
Well, it's there and it's not playing, and it was playing. So, you know, this is like the power of God. You know, whenever, you know, you see it all the time. Whenever something is successful, it's coming to fruition, you have the enemy just fighting a battle to stop the success of this particular broadcast, which is your music. And as we know, Lucifer was, you know, over music. And, you know, he's trying so hard to stop this. So if you have it on your end, if you would just go ahead and play it as we continue the broadcast, because we're live and you can't stop the stream. You know, I've been broadcasting since 2000. You understand that? And I'm telling you, the battle in ministry and going across the world on the World Wide Web Internet Protocol, we are penetrating the darkness. Amen. Mm-hmm. And it's making us
serious impact. Amen. And so I just want you to be encouraged as we key up the music and say we're unstoppable. And so we have individuals from, you know, the East Coast. We have people from the West Coast in California. We have people in Mississippi. We have people in the North. The angels of God in the North is there in Chicago. Amen. You know, Florida. Amen. We have a massive hurricane and all that is happening. Well, the gospel of Jesus Christ is still moving across from Kenya, East Africa, to Tanzania, to Morocco, France. We're penetrating the entire globe. And so you guys got to understand, you know, I heard somebody said, oh, it's a mess. No, it's not a mess. That's what the enemy wants, that projection to come forward. It's not. God is really orchestrating this and testing to see how Edwina Taylor is going to deal with this type of pressure of broadcasting live. We're also streaming live on the TV side. And my TV is like starting to give me a hiccup. And I'm like, the blood of Jesus. I'm like, Jesus, Jesus. Okay, let me just ask you. So it's not technical difficulties at all. What's happening is spiritual warfare. You got to understand that we are in a battle, a constant battle to push this gospel out there. Amen. And love is the most apparently most powerful song. So do you have it on your end? Can you go ahead and play it on your end? Amen.
All right. I will try to key it up as we continue to share. I am really not a stranger to spiritual warfare. Some of the interviewers know I've shared with you that it took 36 years to bring this CD to fruition. I went through 7 studios before there was a warrior strong enough to bring it out into the product that you all are holding in your hands or have in your homes or have been blessed to see. That minister is a bishop. His name is Bishop Stephen Buchanan. And as I read a book that he recently wrote, I realized why he, when 6 other producers could not get this CD out, was able to do it. He, too, has wrestled with demons and the spiritual wickedness in high places that we do have to fight in order to bring God's miraculous salvation, abundance, and word to this world in which we live. So, yes, ma'am, I do understand that that is the issue that we're dealing with this morning.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
It's a great testimony of what this is. You can ask someone else to ask a question, but we have we've been broadcasting now for 52 minutes. You know, so we have time, you know, to continue. So if someone else would like to ask another question while you're keying up the soundtrack, I'll still keep working
all
on
right.
my end. Amen.
We're listening.
This is Jackie Smith.
Our interviewers.
I would like that.
All right, Jacqueline Smith.
I would like that. Yes. When did you write your first song? And when did you know you wanted to be an artist?
All right. That first song that you already heard about is Love Is, the one that's having such a hard time being pulled up today. I knew that I wanted to be an artist, though I didn't have it as an artist. In our world today, when a musician does rise to the top in their field, we do see them as artists and as entertainers, and I think that's great, but I think my true ambition came from something very, very wonderful to me. When the disciples asked Jesus, you know, like, who is greatest in your kingdom? All of them were rallying around him, working with him, trying to make sure his every need was met, that people didn't throng him and didn't take advantage of him. They tried to do so many things while they were working as his disciples. And, you know, John and James, we're all too.
You know, if they could be greatest in the kingdom when he came into his lordship. And Jesus told them, and I think when I read that as a child, that just stuck in my heart, that to be the greatest in his kingdom, we must be a servant of all, Jacqueline.
So throughout my life now, from that 13 years of age, I actually had my first music assignment at 13 years of age. I was chosen to be the youth pianist at Bethel Baptist Church with Reverend Houston in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That was my first professional job. And so I started with little children, and I have gone into the assisted facilities, our elderly facilities that we have elders. And throughout my musical career, apart from all of the churches, the Lord has blessed me to serve in all of the denominations, and he even allowed me to serve in the Catholic ministry. I have served from the little children to the elders. And as you know, and you and my brother and my sister worked with us to serve our mother at the age of 97 with love and kindness. So I think translating the word artist into being great in the kingdom of God, I think I knew I wanted to do that when I learned the secret of greatness in God's kingdom, which was to serve. He said, he that would be greatest among you will be servant to all. So as we go through my history, you will see that I've served even from a baby, right? Since I was singing to mom and dad in the crib. I've spent a life of service. I even went to Africa Peace Corps, volunteered to serve my brothers and sisters over there. So I think that's when I learned I wanted to be, as the world dubs it, an artist. And I realized that I wanted to be a world-renowned artist when Mahalia died, because I was so sad that I could not step into her shoes, take the baton that she was passing on. But, you know, we have so many great musicians who have done it, so that's all right. It has been done. Gospel music is really so well accepted throughout the world in today's society, right? So there were many people who stepped into that shoe, many people who took that baton, but I still wanted to be one. Thank you, Jacqueline. Well,
thank you for that question.
And while you're keying up, I'll just make a quick announcement while you so you can focus on keying up the music. I am the Archbishop Dr. Marcia Karen Smith Abrams Almasi. I am on my way, literally in flight, going to Jamaica. We're doing our world tour. We're supposed to do the Sukkot September 29th in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I just thank God for the Archbishop, the Delavo, who said that she was going to continue doing the Sukkot there in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, which I had, you know, scheduled. But I'll be doing Sukkot in Jamaica, West Indies, because the Lord has sent me. See, we're on an assignment from God. When God wants you to do something, he will move you so someone else can step in place and so that they can learn and glean and do. Amen. But my goal is to go to every part of the world so that the word of Jesus Christ will be heard. And you know the word of God says that Jesus Christ is coming back, but he's not going to come back until everyone, I mean, do I have an amen choir? Everyone has heard about him.
Amen.
Uh-huh. So I'm looking for men and women. I'll teach you how to do radio broadcasting. I'll teach you from ground zero, just being afraid of being on air, just like we're doing today. You learn about technical difficulties, but we never say that. That we never want to give the enemy any place so they can rejoice. No, we don't have any technical. This, because you know what? After the broadcast is completed, what I've always found out is that you never hear the glitch. You know, it's just the systems, the robots have put all the sounds together, and anything that is broken or no sounds or whatever, it's gone away. So it fuses the entire broadcast, and it's so smooth. And you that are live streaming, because that's what we are, and we're streaming live on the television side as well, this is something that I've created, okay, and other people have immolated. Isn't that something? So the gospel of Jesus Christ is powerful. Yes. So I'm looking for, I have ministries now that's been with me since 2000, and they get worn out, right? Some people have been with me 7 years. Now, Edwina Taylor, she started, I'm hoping she'll continue. The music is a very serious ministry. It's a ministry that heals. It's a ministry that calms the soul. It calms the nerves. Music is just makes you happy. Music can make you sad. Music can make you fall in love with someone. Music make babies to be born. Amen. Music is peaceful thing.
Amen.
Do I have amen? Do I get an amen? So
amen.
This is
amen.
It seems like we're fighting this battle, but it's a constant fight, y'all. It's a constant fight because now I have to go to Jamaica, the Caribbean islands, and look at the weather. And I'm like, Father, do I get on the plane or do I stand still? God said, get on the plane. In the name of Jesus. You understand how excited this is? And the hurricane is going to pass us. Amen? It's not even going to touch that island.
Amen.
It's going to go out into the ocean in the name of Jesus. We have to pray and say, Jesus, 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 all these times. The battle is not ours. It is the Lord. We have already won. Edwina Taylor, let me know when you're ready to go. We already won. I mean, I need some ministers to come forward. Even if you're not a minister, if you're a lay person, I'll give you a radio spot. You'll have your own show, and you will be broadcasting for 2 hours. You can broadcast every day or, you know, once a week, whatever you want to do, and your ministry is just going to take off from there. Amen? With global power.
Well,
amen?
Dr. Amalsi, we have a wonderful bishop here, Bishop Esther McCormick, who is on the line with us, and she's very interested. She's so happy to hear you say that. I'll let you speak for yourself, Dr. Bishop McCormick. Yeah, I know you were excited to hear her say that. You may speak with her about it right now.
Yes.
And the music is ready.
All right. Let's hear it. Amen.
This is Thy Word, Mother's Flight Song.
Hello?
Hello?
Thank you.
All right, we got to hear some music.
Man.
Glory.
There was someone that was calling your name while the music was playing.
Yes, I didn't get that. Was that a question someone was trying to get through?
I was responding to you, Edwina. I'm really, really being inspired more to do more for the Lord in hearing how you are continuously doing work for the Lord with, and the help of the people and their encouragement. And that's what I want to continue to do. I heard the lady, I don't know her name, forgive me for saying the lady, but Edwina, you said that she was instrumental in helping you. The name is so long and I couldn't understand it, but I wish she would say it again because I'm interested, young lady. She says she's going to Jamaica, and that's the one I'm talking about, the lady that says she's going to Jamaica.
I want to talk to her. With me. I want you to come to Jamaica with me.
Let's meet, ma'am. Let's meet and talk. And do something.
Amen.
So, what do I have to do first? Because that's it. The Lord has sent me. And thank you, Father. Thank you. So,
glory.
Thank you, Jesus. You
glory,
know,
glory, glory.
Some years ago, when the people asked you to come, will you come? I consider this as an invitation from God to be able to go.
Praise
him. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
It is.
Yes, Lord. So when the broadcast is over, let's get together by phone and arrange and just let the Lord perfect every detail of this ministry, okay?
Amen. Amen. And Edwina Taylor, one of the things that she will be doing for the Mike and Clarice University, I'm going to just make it announcement, you know, is to teach people music. Amen. And for someone to know music by ear is God. It's, you know, see, there's written music that you can learn the language of music, the ones in the series. It's a number. It's a sequence of numbers. And you have to know math to understand music. To be able to write lyrics, you have to understand numbers, fractions, and lots and lots of fractions. Amen. But the Lord, from what Edwina Taylor told me, is that she didn't learn music that way. She heard music, like King David. He was out in the field, and he heard the voice of God, and he sang a song. He wrote a poem before he was an illiterate person. He was not schooled. You understand what I'm saying? He's taking care of sheep. And look at the profoundness of all the songs that he wrote, and people still singing his songs. So she was able to hear the voice of God. Go ahead. Oh, my God. this ministry that you have, ma'am, is inside of you, is before you were even born. Everyone that's on the broadcast can come on, and I will teach you how to do radio, television, and I am your personal assistant. You know what that means? That means anything that you want, I will set you up. I'll give you your hotel. I'll hook up your train, your plane. I'll do everything that you want because you are an ambassador for God. You are an executive of God's own stuff. I am just your lowly personal assistant to do this stuff in the background with the computers and glory be to God. Amen.
Well, I sure will do it.
Hallelujah.
I want to
meet you.
Hallelujah.
Okay, Sister Yolanda and Bishop Waldron, you all had some questions also you wanted to share with us, right? Bishop Waldron?
Yes, I'm here.
Bishop?
Amen. Amen. This is Bishop Walden
from
HMBC, Lake Placid, Florida. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I have been listening and listening.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I felt that my questions had already been asked and answered and communicated about. Of course, there's so much more to be said in a two-hour program that's rapidly moving forward. God bless everybody for being here this morning. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You sound so much bigger than life this morning, Sister Edwina, Princess Diamond. You sound so much bigger and huge and more gigantic than life this morning. As I listened, I had to question myself. I scratched my head a few times. I said, is that her? And I kept saying, no, that's not her. That's someone else. But you didn't. You sound so much different and so much better. You just sound bigger than life, having a great, joyous time in the Lord. Amen. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
I really questioned it a couple of times. I really questioned, was it her? Is it her? My Lord, God is
oh, my God.
You. His ways, he is really blessing you so gigantically because you spoke history, you spoke biology, you spoke about Mahalia Jackson, and you spoke about President John F. Kennedy, so you said 1991, 1961, and I'm listening, I think, is that her? I didn't know you went back so far. I think I must have put you in another category of age, but you have really blossomed. And I've
thank
learned
you.
So much just listening, and then, you know, I was just humble, quiet, and taking it all in. And my Lord God, he
oh,
says sometimes it's just beautiful, beautiful. So, yes, Princess Diamond, Edwina Smith, and there's a tailor in there in honor of your father, I understand.
Well,
yes, sir.
So I think that the question I'm about to ask has already been expounded upon in your communication, and I thought about it, but it came from the womb of your mother. You were housed
yes,
in
sir.
This gift. You were born
yes,
into
sir.
This gift, raised into this gift, taught from this gift of God.
Yes.
And the question
yes,
I had raised early on was, did you know as a child that singing was a calling on your life? And certainly the answer comes back resoundingly, yes. Or if you didn't know, answer us right now. But I assume you must have known. But did you know?
Yes,
you
sir.
You said yes.
I think, yes, sir, you were right that I did. And I think one of the things that kind of sealed that for me in life was the fact that one year a young lady came up to me. She told me my name. She told me the name of the song that I had sung 11 years before. I have been a guest soloist at a funeral of one of my sister Ethel's clients, and the Lord had put in my spirit sing a certain song, and I sang that song. So 11 years later, I'd never been in that church before that day or after that day. And the lady came up to me, she called me by name, and she told me the song that I sang and how it had uplifted her during that funeral. So I think that that's one of the things that's happened in my life that feels for me that my practice of never going before God's people as Edwina Smith, I usually go before him, his people, as a vessel through whom he may reach to anoint, to bless, to inspire his people. So when she told me that, after 11 years, never saw me before, never saw me since, and named the song that I sang, I was just overwhelmed and blessed to know that truly God had used me to actually minister as I pray to him every time I go before his people. And you know, we don't get a lot of feedback in the earth realm of the things we do behind closed doors. But the children, you know, don't worry about what people say and what people do. And then the Bible told us, too, to do our work as unto God, and that is not as men pleasers. But because I'm a preacher's daughter, bishop's niece, I've always kind of felt like a little goldfish in an aquarium. You know, every move I make is seen. Yeah. And mother and dad instilled that in our lives when we were very young. But we didn't know that how it would impact people. We don't know how it impacts people. We just do what God tells us to do. So that experience allow me, Bishop, to understand for sure that singing was a calling that God had placed in my life to minister to his people.
Mm-hmm. Glory be to God.
Yes.
It's ongoing and it's going, and you come up with it in your bones, in your blood, as they say, in my veins. And I will do all I can, a little bit here and a little bit there. In my veins, it comes out. It's in your blood.
Yes.
Oh, Prince, God bless you today. And I thank all the
thank
questions.
Thank you so much.
And it's just wonderful to be able to listen. And I just was enjoying listening because I felt like I had two persons in one. I didn't give you the Trinity because the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is the Trinity, three persons in one. But as I listened to you this morning, I felt that I had two persons in one. God gave and he inserted the Son, and you kept going on and on this radio program. And I can tell you, I wasn't confused, but I was astounded by listening to you.
Wow.
Sometimes believing it was you and another time believing it was not you. But then I heard one of the listeners call your name, and when she said Edwina, I said, my Father God, that is her. But you were just so much bigger than life this morning. I can't say it enough, but I said it enough already. And I know that you knew early on in life that you would be an entertainer, listening, knowing early on in life that entertainment would come out of you worldwide, in Africa, in the United States, and the Caribbean islands. And then you did know these things. And so how long have you been singing? Has been answered. How long have you been playing the keyboards and been a musician? Have been answered. Why? Because I've listened attentively and got the answer to the questions that I've raised in my heart, mind, and soul. Amen. God bless you today, and I pray his strength down upon you each and every day. He keep ordering your footsteps in this world, directing you to lead with the strength and the ability and the talent that he has blessed you with. Here now, henceforth, and forevermore. Amen. I'm Bishop Walden of Holy Mountain Baptist Church in Southwest Florida. Amen. Back to you. Back to you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. 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 Carry on.
Praise us.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hallelujah, the bishop, Karen.
Good morning. Smith, good morning.
And all those wonderful, God-filled names. God bless you for this radio show. God bless you for establishing this communication. And he's been the spear, and you've been the bow, and you've drawn back that spear, and God has shot that spear in the right direction. You was aimed right.
Amen.
That's why you were shot right. That's why you're leading right.
Amen.
That's why you're going right. That's why you'll be blessed right. You'll live right in the blessed name of Jesus. Thank you. The bishop.
Thank you, Jesus.
Abrams, thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sister, you're about to go right ahead. Then I'm going to play some more music for you.
Amen. Okay, thank you. Good morning,
love you.
Everyone. I've been encouraged by everything I've heard so far. I wanted to ask, I always say her as Sister Smith, but she taught me to say Edwina, but she's been a mentor for me for many years, and I wanted to know that you have maintained such good character and integrity just as a single black woman. You're always cheerful and pleasant. Every time I see you, I interact with you, and this has been over 20 years on a practical way and on a spiritual way, and it's such an encouragement, because I do know that, you know, we experience challenges in the body and so in the flesh, although we're spiritual. And I just want to say, first of all, thank you for being such an amazing example of that. And I just wanted to know, like, what are some things that have helped you to be able to do that?
Well, I think one of the greatest things that encouraged me was my role model. My mom gave her life to Christ when she was a teenager, and she was one of 10 children. And four of her brothers were younger than she. Her brothers and sisters passed away, and she alone was left, as I said, and lived to be 97 years of life. And there's a scripture that said, my integrity I hold fast, I will not let it go. As my mother shared her life story with me and the trials and tribulations she was, she was sort of like Joseph was. And when I looked at her life and how the Bible tells us in Proverbs 3, using the Living Bible, that if we take wisdom and we wrap it around our neck like kinsfolk, we would have five things in life. We would have riches, we would have honor, we would have peace, we would have pleasure, and we would have a long life. So I happen to see all of the fruits that God promised from wisdom come forth in my mother's life. And I was her firstborn. So I really, 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 really tried to like her footsteps and see that was a virtue and that was integrity. And I think the song, A Letter to My Mother, which is on the CD, was one of the songs that blessed me so much, because it was written for me by a young man from Africa who chose to choose me to be a wife. But what was so precious about that song was the words were like, I'll let you hear it. Let me just play it for you.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's coming up right now. I'll play that one later.
Oh,
to my mother because it helps me answer the question that Sister Yolanda just asked. And that song, kind of, even though I went a very long way away from America all the way to Africa, the principles that my parents and our culture here had taught me, I think it's manifested in this song written by my first husband. Dwight Eric is on the line as this song is being played. That is my brother.
My father, all of you, my sisters, go and tell my brother. Let us feel
fine.
I've been able to depend on God's promises. It's what has enabled me to go forward. One of the songs on here was written for children because I learned to love God as a child, and I wrote this song, and it's in the song, Feeling Good. It does have the principal scriptures that has guided my life from very young until this present day, because God promises us that if we keep our eye on the prize, if we keep our eye on the target, if we keep our eye on the bull's eye, which are his promises, his faithful promises, and I saw his promises fulfilled in my mother's life. So wonderful. All about Mary and Rhoda and Esther and all the great women of the Bible. But to live in the 21st century and to have a walk before us, and with strong integrity, stay true to the scriptures, regardless of anything that has happened in the life. It's just one of the greatest gifts that God gives us, and that's what he gave me with my mom. Because from a little child, even to 97 years of age, she practiced the word. She did not preach the word and evangelize the word and teach the word and then live differently behind closed doors. No, she lived the life that she preached about, evangelized about in the public behind closed doors with Ethel, Eric, Jacqueline, Onetta, Wanda, and Keith, and Hezekiah. She did that before the eight of us. So by her living that way in the 21st century, it gives us a greater inspiration and a greater persistence to stay on track no matter what goes on around us, no matter who, what in our society, in our government, in our churches. It doesn't matter. We're just so excited that she put us in touch with God himself and his spirit so that we were able to keep our eyes on him and his word and his kingdom rather than the people who make up the world. I think that was the secret, Yolanda, that has allowed me to live according to those attributes that you shared, that you observed in my life. And I thank you so much.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. Brother Gary, is Brother Gary there? I didn't hear him. I know he had a question that he wanted to ask, but I didn't hear him on the podcast. Did you hear him there? No, all right. All right. Did we have everyone who prepared to share your questions with us to actually speak? We don't want to eliminate anyone. Sister Jehazel, are you there?
All good on.
Yes? You did have a question, yes? Right. Are there any other questions that we would like to entertain at this time? Because if not, I'll let you hear the rest of the tape.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
It's Wanda. I wanted to
this
know.
Is Wanda Jackson?
Yes.
Wanda Jackson?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Sister Wanda.
I wanted to know how do we get the CD? Because I'm not hearing the songs clear, the songs you're playing, and I want to know how you get the CD.
All right, just text me your address and I'll send it to you. At this time, in in my musical career, the tapes are available here in Fort Lauderdale at Ethel's Beauty Salon at 1050 Northwest Fishtown Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and at my home. So I can send them to anyone who needs it. I just need you to text me your addresses, and I can send them to you.
I have a question. I have a question. I was not on the list to ask question, but I do have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and I'll say my name for the minister that wanted
to.
I'll even explain why my name is so long. But my question to you, Edwina Taylor, because I've known you since, I believe, 2015 through your always being and supporting Dr. Delaveau. And now she's the Archbishop, you know, Dr. Lewis Jones Delaveau. She invites me to come to Florida, and you were always there tickling the ivory, you know, and singing this explosive song with joy and always being there and supporting the ministry that she has on this rock, and I'm just impressed with that, along with also Bishop Walden. I heard his eloquent voice speaking earlier. But my question to you is this: do you love God? and is it because your love for God, is it that why you're able to just bring out in music and song and writing and all of that and teaching, educating, and instruction? So that's a long question, but do you love God, and explain how do you love God in the music?
What a blessing.
I know that.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the question. And I'm so happy to share with you that I love God. I love God with every aspect of my being, my physical being, my social being, every part of me. I praise Him for my body, soul, and spirit. I thank Him for my mental, social, ambassadorial and occupational realm that He's given me to handle in this world. And I learned to love Him as a little child. And I've never lost my love for Him. I've gone through some of the worst things that a human being can go through on this planet. And the most outstanding thing about my Father is His power of healing. His healing is so primitive. It is so perpetuated. It is so ethereal that it goes through. I know we talk about the Holy Spirit and how it can separate the marrow from the bone, but in our spirits, mask of the human race, He has created us in such a way that He is like an intricate part. I think Brother Walden mentioned it earlier. The blood running through our veins is like His Holy Spirit, His holy healing power. It runs through our veins. And when it goes through your veins, it goes through every organ, every cell, every part of the human body that we have. This human body we have is just a vessel that our spirit is in. But when He allows His Holy Spirit to enter into our physical flesh and blood, then His spirit lives within us, and His spirit is rejuvenating, it's renewing, it's just awesome. I love Him so dearly. I kid you not, I've gone through some of the worst incidents, some of the worst traumas that a human being goes through on this planet, and yet God has reached down within my psyche. He's reached down into my psychology. He's gone into the visceral parts of this entity that lives in this human realm and heals me. The kinds of things I've gone through, so many people end up on the streets as homeless people. They end up in prisons. They end up in mental asylum. And God just loves me.
Hallelujah.
If you individual stories, the battles that I've gone through, but that God has the war for me, and he's brought me out victoriously, I'll just share at least one of them. I want you to know, many of my best friends know that I have been in 18 car accidents, 4 of the cars total, all that metal, iron, the glass, the tires were totaled, and God allowed me to come out of that. Of course, I went through 11 years of total disability and crutches on in the wheelchairs and things like that. But if you see me walk down the street today, if I don't tell you that story, you would not know it. Do you not know why? Because I love God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm most excited to hear about
Hallelujah.
The thing is like me. And when God loves us, he does not spare anything on the earth realm. He will protect us. He will restore us. He is so awesome. So the Archbishop Marcy Harris, Nick Coburn, Aunt Marcy, yes, madame, I do love our Creator. He created us. He made us one holy race. He's connected us to the body of Christ. No matter where we are on the planet, if he has called us into the light, if he has called us into his kingdom, oh, my God, we are branches of the body of Christ, and we do. He says, even age, and mother didn't meet to me. I told mom she could say she's old when she hit 100. And we're constantly renewed. He promises us that he knew us like the eagles. You know, the eagles, after they fly and fly, their wings get torn and back, and they go and they rest in place. They shed every feather that they have and grow brand new feathers. Do you know that God has given us that capacity as human beings? How can we not love him? Love.
Amen. And you know, and I was inspired by your name, Diamond, because you know, one of my last names. I have five last names, but I've only, you know, registered 3. You know, that I'll use, because the name would be even longer, right? With the other two. So, you know, Almasi. You know, I've been married 4 times, you know, and you know, people, first and foremost, they're like, well, you're a female, you can't be a bishop. I'm like, well, I am, but if you don't think so, I'll see you in hell. Because I'm lying or something, right? God has called me. And you know, I became the Archbishop after ordaining my own cousin out of Canada to be a bishop. And then he then went to India, and he started 900 churches. He just went, and he found a woman over there. He called me, said, Bishop, I need a woman. I'm like, well, I'm your cousin. Now, we don't do that, okay? I'm sorry. I can't help you. So I can pray for you. After I prayed for the man, my cousin, my beloved cousin, he went to India, and he found Mary, and he married her. And he didn't even tell me about the wedding. I was so vexed with that man. Nevertheless. I did find out through my cousin Rose that you know, you found a woman, right? And so when I pray for anything, you guys gotta understand the power. You know, I got one pastor, his name is Femi. He said, "Are you God?" I'm like, "No, I'm not God. Too much. That's that name. I don't want that name. I got enough names." You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, God's word is God's word. I just trust him. His word says this, and so I say this. His word says that, and so I say that. I say everything God's word says. And if God says it, it's done. It is finished. And so I'm getting excited. Okay, let me back up on this interview. It is all about you, Alina Taylor. But my name is Amasi. Uh-huh. I mean, diamond. A black diamond. I am black like sulfuric acid. I melt
all iron.
Amen. Glory be to God for the power of the Holy Ghost on fire. And I melt all iron. Do you understand that? Iron is a strong metal, but a diamond can destroy that metal. That's
crazy.
In music. Oh, my God. You take the insane man, and he comes back to his promise with your music. Oh, I can't wait till you start teaching the children. Oh, my God, how to play, how to sing, how to read. Oh, my God, how you're gonna be interviewing people if you consider doing broadcast with the Mike King Fergus Network. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I am looking for 10, we have like almost 15 billion people that's going to be on this earth, right? Right now,
yes.
8 billion. I need the 10% to come right now. I will set you guys aside for 4 years, 3.5 years as Elijah, and you will understand what God will tell you what to do. And that's your ministry. It's all about you. And you have to broadcast because God's word said, in every word, every area of this earth will the name of Jesus be heard. And then he's going to break the cloud. Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
What a man for retired Edwina Taylor. And you're going to be breaking the clouds of the music. Amen. You just be gone, man, because right now, what we're broadcasting right now is your second CD. Amen. Let me turn it back to you. Go ahead. Pass up in Jesus' name.
Yes, the floor is open to everyone on our broadcast. That if you have anything else to say before I cut on the music, you're welcome to do it at this time.
How do we get in touch with the lady that just finished talking with the long name?
Just text me to her number. Our Bishop,
okay.
Do you want to give it to them now?
Yeah. My email is mkspcg1@gmail.com. It stands for My King Service. That's what it is. M as in Mary. K. K as in Kite. S as in Sierra. Yes. MKSP. As in Pentecost. C as in Christ. And G as in God. The number 1@gmail.com. So MKS PCG1@gmail.com. And my name is the Archbishop, Dr. Marcia Karen Smith Abrams Almasi. But today's interview is about Edwina Smith Taylor. Edwina, tell us people want your CD. How, since you're broadcasting on this podcast and you're worldwide,
yes.
Tell us, and you're also live streaming on the TV. I got the channel finally keyed up, still working on the music side, trying to get it going, so thank you. But I will play your music live, so it'll be heard more crystal clear, but it's the power of God moving here, you know? How do they call you? Do you have an email address? Do you have a website? How do they get that CD? And how much are you selling it for? Go ahead.
Please call me at 954-268-3706. And I can give you the information for the phone. 954-268-3706.
And your name is Archbishop?
That's Edwina Smith Taylor. And you may email me at edwinataylor57@gmail.com. Those of you who are interested in the, and if you email me at edwinataylor57@gmail.com, I will get your address and mail the CD to you.
Okay.
And I might add, Edwina, That's
and
a beautiful
CD. Nice.
The puzzle part, she calls it, the puzzle part. Beautiful songs on there, written by Edwina Taylor, a.k.a. Princess Diamond. A letter to my mother, lyrics, Peter Francis, Condole, and lead vocals, Dwight Eric Smith. It's a beautiful CD. It's gifted. It is a gift, even if you get it for someone else. Yeah, I got it at the conference, this past conference in August, and I'd like to add one comment. I know the time has been well spent, and it's running out, and I want to thank you again, Edwina, and the Archbishop, the Bishop. She wrote to me a little note when I was just feeling better enough to come to a conference, and Edwina said this: "Dear Bishop Walden, may God bless you always and keep you. I thank him, talking about God, for bringing you to us through your recent bout of illness. Hallelujah," she proclaims, "your sister in the kingdom of God." Hmm. Edwina Smith Taylor, a.k.a. Princess.
That's
Diamond.
Right.
Thank you.
Amen.
And I've enjoyed the music, and I've been on YouTube listening, and love is beautiful. And all it is just so enlightening and soothing. It's a comfortable listen. So if you don't have it, get it. The Puzzle Part by Edwina Smith Taylor, a.k.a. Princess Diamond. She just told you she would mail it to you if you email or text your address to her where she can get that to you. Amen. Glory to God. I'm so happy to be a part of what you are this morning. The Archbishop,
And her number, her number again is 954-268-3706 to order the puzzle part. Email is edwinataylor57@gmail.com. Edwina, could you pronounce that email, like spell it out so that, you know, the audience that are listening that don't know how to spell, you know, just could you just
your name.
Spell it out so we can hear it and say your mm-hmm. number again. You know, yeah. Thank you so much, Bishop Walden. I love your eloquent speech, man. You're like Paul Robeson. You have the orator. You're a great orator. Your voice, man, is like that choke, that horn, you know. Oh, my goodness. It's just, oh, my
glory
gosh.
To God.
You
glory
guys,
to God.
Powerful. Please, because how do we get that? How do we get that CD? I got mine. Believe it or not, it's not playing properly, but I do have it. It's stuck in my other laptop. But I can vouch right now. As soon as the broadcast finished, right, it is going to start playing. You see, this is how powerful your music is, man.
Again,
as soon as the broadcast ends, it's going to start playing. Glory be to God. How do we get that music? How do we get it?
EDWENATAYLOR57@gmail.com. EDWENATAYLOR57@gmail.com. Please text me. And email me at that email address and give me your address, and I shall mail you the CD. If you're local in Fort Lauderdale, you may go to 1050 Northwest Sistrunk Boulevard. That's Ethel's Beauty Salon. Ethel is there, and she has CDs to make available to you. Again, that's Ethel's Beauty Salon at 1050 Northwest Sistrunk Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33311. You can pick it up in person there. Or you may call me at 954-268-3706.
Mm-hmm.
Any of those
Again.
Methods will put the CD in your hand.
Mm-hmm. 954 954-268-3706. 954-268-3706.
3706, The Puzzle Part,
that is
by Edwina Taylor.
Yes. And I'd like to give a shout-out to Steve R. Buchanan, Bishop. Music by Steve in this CD. Let's remember Bishop Buchanan. Steve R. Buchanan, he also has a church in Fort Lauderdale. And his music is helping with this CD. And Edwina Taylor, of course, in vocals. All that is in that one big CD. God bless you and keep you.
Yes.
Yes, my love. My Lord, my Lord.
Of my 12 interviewers that were with us this morning, do any of you have anything you would like to say before we break away?
Awesome.
Thank you for inviting us. Everything was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Thank you, Tony.
Wonderful. Anything you want to say before they sign up?
All right, even though the music isn't very clear, I'm going to set up for you that you may hear the rest of the music as we break away.
No, Edwina,
yes, ma'am?
I actually got it. I got the music. My husband has helped me to open up the CD. So I'm just going to play it from the top, and I'm just going to play it without, you know, because we had an order for the way you wanted to play, but I'm just going to not mess with the system and just let it play. And, you know, so let's see. If it messes up again, then, you know, you'll just take over. Okay, let's see.
God bless you all.
Holy Spirit.
God bless you.
Hold on.
Beautiful radio program. Thank you so much, the Bishop, the Archbishop. Beautiful radio program this morning as you wrap it up. Time is so well spent, and I really appreciate being a part of your program this morning. God bless you and keep you is my prayer.
Amen. All right. So it asked me if I want to import the CD. I got the tracks up. Let's see. Let's get some volume. Track number one is playing. I don't hear no music. I don't hear no volume. I tell you.
I think.
I don't hear no volume. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
It's playing, but I don't hear the volume. Could you help me with the volume on this? It's playing, but no volume. Could you help me with the volume?
Is it muted?
I don't know. It was playing earlier when we started.
Is it up?
Okay. 1 minute. I'm going to use my other laptop. That's why you have to have 3 laptops and 10 phones.
Wow.
I'm
ready, warrior.
And seven.
The very first day.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay.
There it is.
Did you get yours up?
Not yet. All right. I'll keep playing.
Shout out to Apples at Apples Beauty Salon for the best in hair care in Fort Lauderdale. See Apples Beauty Salon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And it is now 11 o'clock. I think that our broadcast is ended. Those of you who wish to have a private talk with Dr. Amasi and myself, you may stay on the line and we can continue to talk.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
Please, if you are still on the line, speak the name so that we'll know who's with us.
Queen McCormick.
Queen McCormick?
Yeah, that's, I'm still on the line.
Ethel Days.
Ethel Days, Dr.
Jacqueline
Queen McCormick.
Smith. Jacqueline
Just
Smith.
The three of us? Only the three
I
of us?
Jacqueline Smith.
Ethel.
All right, Jacqueline
Ethel.
Smith.
Thank you, Jackie.
Welcome.
I couldn't get on, so I called Jackie and she put me in. That's how I got on.
Oh. So smart. How awesome.
I thought
you got me on.
No, you got me on. I couldn't. They said it was all taken. I couldn't get in. I tried and tried. They gave me another number where I could listen, but I couldn't participate. So I called you, and you put me in. Thank you.
You.
Wonderful. So we have Bishop McCormick, Bishop Amasi, Eric, Jacqueline, Ethel, anyone else with us for the aftermath?
Okay.
The program was awesome.
Yes.
It was awesome.
Yeah. And you know, what we have is the opportunity to minister God's word. And, you know, if anyone would like, you know, I give you not only the radio and the video, I teach you how to do your videos and your television. And we got all kind of new things that just came into the scenery, like Zoom and so many different ways to connect. I give you a conference call online, everything so you can do the ministry that's within you. You know, you're not taken from your church, you know, where you go regularly, but you within yourself have a ministry that God has created for you to do, to bring to the table. Even if the ministry is just for you and your immediate family only, you know, keep it with the 10, right? It is so powerful and it just allows you to grow. And my only job is to be your personal assistant. And what a personal assistant is, a very humble, very low, it's the lowest level. It's like I'm at the bottom of the totem pole. Do you understand what I'm saying? But my job as a personal assistant is to make sure that you shine and make sure that the word of God that's in you or the song of God that's in you goes forward. I have to format in the background and stuff like that. So you and I, just like what you saw as we were streaming during the podcast, some people call it a podcast, live stream, you saw what we were doing. We were interactive. She's in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'm in Washington, D.C., and we're able to do the broadcast, those in California and those in Chicago, those in Mississippi, those in different parts of Fort Lauderdale, from Margaret to Fort Worth, Texas, all the way to Columbia, Mississippi. We had people not only within our immediate broadcast, you're in the studio, but not only are people listening that's in the studio on the telephone, people are also clicking on the link. And I sent to Edwina Taylor the link that she can send out to all her friends and families and coworkers, and the link is saved live forever because I never shut down. Remember, I've been broadcasting since 2000. So that's 23 years, right? And so people follow me. All the ministries that you have seen coming up and stuff, baby ones, they are following some things that I have created. Do you understand what I'm saying? You have a creator.
Amen.
Okay.
Yes.
God is the creator, and he gave me the ideas, and I put it to paper. And then I started, you know, typing the numbers and sequences it. And then I got the video to move. Huh? And, you know what I'm saying, Matt? So as a creator, I'm still creating. So I need the 10% to come forth, and I will set you guys aside. And at the same time next year, 2020, that's 120,000 people, right? Come on. And, you know, 4 years later, you get your doctoral, your bachelor's, your associate, whatever it is, your certificate, your master's, whatever. We can do anything. But your ministry, you will be learning how to do this thing without worrying, little by little, step by step, little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit. And I am not the one to put my name out there. I don't want, you know, I want you to, like we advertise, Edwina Taylor 57 at gmail.com. How to get her music. How much is it? 954-268-3706. The puzzle part, right? CD now available. And then we also, not only, you know, you heard Bishop Walden from the, I love the title that he has for his ministry. It's about a mountain, your mountain, right? And how he speaks. But he said that he was watching it. You see, he confirmed that he's watching me on the TV side right now while we're live. Isn't that God? Not only is he watching, but all over the world, we control communication globally. So your ministry, or, you know, it doesn't even have to be ministry. You could just want to teach somebody how to plait the hair, you know, how to make a food, how to cook, how to plant a garden. It's in you. To me, it's still ministry, right? So I'm excited for what Edwina did. She did exactly what I showed her how to do, instruction, and she gave me detail, a spreadsheet of who's going to be calling in, where they're calling in from, the phone numbers so we can open up the line. And she's going to send you the link after today's broadcast. She's going to send it to you, and you'll be able to hear yourself. Just click on it, download it, and then send it to other people. It will minister to everyone that you send that link to, right? It's just going to minister to their heart. Amen. And even with all the technical glitches and all that other stuff that was happening, she was still able to play the music. Amen? Go ahead. Any other questions?
Any questions for her?
Any questions?
I'm having difficulty with your name. Will you take it one at a time? What's the first name?
Okay. We're going to text that to you. It's, my title is D-T-H-E. V.
Don't do it that way.
That is actually an official title. V. Archbishop, and I'm an archbishop because I have many, many other bishops that I've ordained. That's the only way you can be an archbishop. Okay, let's listen to the music. Okay.
What's your first name, man?
Thy word is a
keep an eye to me.
Make up for the soul, 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 make up for the soul,
please.
Thank you.
My sister. want to be you. Yes, this is so good, so great. But hey, a woman out there, we gotta say, it's coming so fast across the land. Most people think it's from the right man. But like I say, it's what they shoot. But today we're gonna teach you how to refute the message phone and running wild, saying, man is God, real clear, real loud. The Jesus of Lord, the Son of God, has only cast his sheep with your damn power. He purchased our souls upon the cross. He ensured our lives so we'll never be lost. If never before, you stood to choose. I lovingly urge you to say, hey, don't refuse. Just give people the mighty chance to be your Lord, your life, and that's your life today. Your life is precious, don't throw it away. And that's your life today. Your life is precious, don't throw it away. And that's your life today. Your life is precious, don't throw it away. And then your life today. Your life is precious, don't throw it away. And Jesus is Lord, the Son of God, and only has to share. We dare to stand power. He purchased our souls upon the cross. He ensures our lives so we'll never be lost. If never before, you're still in the truth. I love when he heard you today. Hey, don't refuse. Just give Jesus the light to care to be your Lord, your life. And that's your life today. Your life is precious, don't throw it away. And that's your life today. Your life is precious, don't throw it away. And that's your life today. Your life is precious, don't throw it away. And that's your life today. Your life is precious, don't throw it away. Now, Jesus, Lord, the Son of God is only at his sheep. We never stand proud. He purchased our souls upon the cross. He ensured our life so we'd never be lost. If never before, you stood in you. I love and urge you today. Hey, don't refuse. Just you, Jesus, the mighty chance to be your Lord, your life. That's your life.
Okay, I'm going to, if there are no other questions, Edwina Taylor, do you want to end the broadcast in prayer? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and pray us out. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Father, for this, the opportunity again to come before your divine presence. We thank you, Lord God, for each and every interviewer. Thank you, Lord God, for their ministry in participation. We thank you, Lord God, for Edwina Smith Taylor and her music, The Puzzle Part. And we thank you, Lord God, for Miss Jacqueline Smith and Dwight Smith and Bishop Walden and Miss Grayson and Yolanda LeCue and Vivian, Lord God, and Walter Copeland and all those that participated today, all the bishops and the men and women that took the time out of their busy schedule to come to support Edwina, Al Calloway and Martha Hall and Gray Grant, Gary Grant. And we just thank you, Lord God, for them and Bishop Queen McCormick and Maxine Davis and so many others that came in and just was a part of today's broadcast. We thank you, Lord God. I pray for their family. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you and to give you peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding as we keep our mind and our heart stayed on him. We ask you, Lord God, to bless this music, this creation of Edwina Taylor, and we ask you, Lord God, just to advance it, and others will hear it and buy, contact her, and just support her as she moves forward. Thank you, Father, for this broadcast and the success. I thank you, Lord God, for my husband, who also was instrumental in helping the music to play all the way through. We just thank you. Just bless him. And I pray for traveling mercy for him as well. And I thank you, Lord God, for traveling mercy as this ministry will just unfold and develop this ministry of music in Edwina Taylor. We thank you, Father, for her and her life, her health, and her strength. Thank you, Lord God, once again, for all the supporters that were on the broadcast. Keep them safe, Lord God, and their family safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, both seen and unseen dangers. We bless you. We give your name praise today, this September the 9th, 2023, for making this possible. In Jesus' name we pray, and I say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. Thank you again for tuning in to live stream broadcast. As I end the stream, have a great day. God bless you. And we end the radio broadcast. God bless you.